All right. So I'm sitting with Kristen, and she sold us the property on Laurel Mill that just closed this week in September. So Kristen, how did you hear about us?
I just did a Google search.
Okay. Google search. Were we one of the first ones that came up? Did you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Prior to reaching out to us, did you reach out to anybody else or did you,
yes.
Were you shopping around? Yeah.
Yes.
What was your motivation in deciding to sell your property?
I basically, was behind on the mortgage payments and, recently filed bankruptcy. I was on maternity leave during that bankruptcy and, my husband out of the blue left, a month after having the baby.
Oh, wow.
And so I knew that I was going to have a couple more weeks on maternity leave and I wouldn't be able to have anybody to watch her. So I couldn't go work even if I needed to. I needed to, but so I knew that before the home was, you know, taken from me that I should sell it while it had some sort of equity left in it,
right.
Instead of them taking it from me. So that was my motivation rather.
How long had you been from that decision until you reached Freedom Home Buyers and started a conversation with our team? What was the length of time?
The very next day.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Awesome.
I was not going to waste any time. I'm a problem solver.
Okay.
So
good.
He left the next day. I was like, you know, thinking about my life and how I was going to take care of my family.
Yep.
So
definitely looking for a solution. In regards to when you were doing research and you reached out to us and we made contact with you, were there other people in the industry and other investors or wholesalers that were interested in the property that you were in communication
Absolutely.
With?
Absolutely. Yes. There was two other people interested in the property. One made me an offer. Actually, both of them made me an offer, but the offer that I got from you guys was higher. I spoke with one person on the phone and one person from your company came out and actually spoke to me in person and talked.
Okay.
So
what was your first impression when you met the team member that came out and spoke with you?
Sean, he was very, I felt like he was absolutely genuine. He listened to me even though it was probably he was very generous and just listening, you know. And I felt like he did care and he wasn't just trying to like get the lowest price on my property.
Right.
And like just get me on the street.
So you mentioned that our quote was higher than the other two, mm-hmm. and then also your interaction with Sean. Other than maybe those two reasons, were there other reasons that you chose?
There was one other reason. I actually got a promotion ad in my email.
Uh-huh.
It was so funny. After I spoke with everybody and I like clicked on it and I realized it was your company because what was in the ad kind of like piqued my interest. I was like, well, this sounds like a genuine company. Let me look.
And it was us too.
And it was your company too. So I was like, oh, okay, well, cool. Maybe I chose the right one then.
That's good to hear because that means we were able to touch you in different ways.
Yeah.
We do find that a lot of motivated sellers, some people really respond to maybe a text message or a message that's delivered via an ad because it is professional, where others want that personal touch. And then, so if we can make sure that we've gotten to touch you in each of those ways, that's really good to hear that feedback, that's how you were impressed with us. In regards to rating us from 1 to 5 stars, what would you give?
Class to 5.
Awesome. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll add an extra star to our.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you would be willing to refer us to someone that you knew was
absolutely
in the same position?
100% over
great.
Anybody else.
Great. So I know that you gave us a 5+ stars. You had great feedback for our field guy in acquisition, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. And then you said the overall experience was really good. Were there any parts of this process that you feel like could be improved upon?
Nothing that you guys did. I know, you know, because I've been involved in buying other houses that just the paperwork, you know, doing with the title company and the other buyer and all that right there. It's just, sometimes the paperwork is not right. So it had nothing to do with you guys. You know, just, you know, paperwork wise and
well, we definitely
the technicalities.
We definitely want to keep we keep a good relationship with the title companies that are our top go-tos. So anytime there is an issue that has to do with paperwork on that end, it's great that we hear that too, because we can go back to our title company and kind of communicate that just in case there is something that could be improved upon that end.
And it was something that they didn't even foresee, you know, had to do with the bankruptcy, it being dismissed in the middle of the closing part. So not having the right paperwork for that, them not knowing that during when we were getting ready to close. So it really had nothing to even do with them. So,
well, thank you so much. I appreciate your review and your feedback. And I'm glad we got to do business with you. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Obie's been amazing.
Oh, thank you. And that's good to hear too. We definitely love the feedback of every single team member, because a majority of the time you're going to have contact with each of our team members during the process. So thank you very much.
I didn't think that I would be talking to him so much.
He is definitely a hands-on owner operator for sure. And he has passed that passion on to not only his son, who is the lead acquisitions team manager, Blaine, but the rest of us as well. So.
Yeah,
that's it. We're a family business, even if all of us aren't blood related, for sure. So thank you again.